This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Imagine taking a piano masterclass and your teacher isn't in the same room or even the same state. That's exactly what happened at Southeast Missouri State University earlier this year, thanks to some amazing technology. Kevin Hampton is the chair of the Department of Music at Southeast, and he's here to tell us more about it and what else is happening down at the River Campus. Kevin, it's good to see you.
Dan, good to see you and good to be with you.
Yeah, I watched a video with this Disclavier piano, and I was just amazed. Tell us about this technology and what it's doing for the students here.
It's absolutely incredible. Disclavier has been around probably a little over four decades now. But the difference is that the new Disclaviers are actually Bluetooth compatible, and there are USB ports so that students can connect their smart devices to these instruments. They can utilize any kind of software program, really, to record, to create new music. You can actually program this piano so that it will respond as a partner with you. There's a great example of that with Dan Tepper, who is one of the new young emerging jazz pianists. And he actually programs the piano so that if he plays a lick, the piano plays it back, but in a different way. And so then he begins improvising on top of what the piano itself is responding to. It's absolutely amazing to watch.
Well, I saw a video where it can help you learn. The guy put his finger like above a key, and it would respond, I guess, to let you know, yep, that's right, as you learn what to play.
Yes. Yes, it's incredible.
Mind-boggling. And I guess you can, it can connect to the internet, connect to an app. They had an iPad app, and so they could load songs. And so what is this, how is this transforming how students are learning?
Well, tonight will be a great example. We do a weekly performance class for students for whom piano is their major at the university. And on my smartphone, I actually have an app that will program the piano to make it respond, and I can record each individual student as she or he plays. They will then step away from the piano, and they can see literally how deep they are playing. Each key will respond just as the student played it, and the pedals will also respond. Sometimes three pedals going at one time, depending on the effects we're going for. So students are then able to step back and analyze not only the aural sound that we're working with, but they can literally begin to deal with the physics of how it is that we go about producing sound at this instrument.
It makes me think, in radio we have air checks, so whenever we do a break, we record ourselves and listen back to it. So this is sort of, they do their performance, they can step back and watch the whole thing sort of
unfold. It's absolutely amazing. And the students have been so excited about this technology. We also have one of our composition majors who's now using the Disclavier and writing specifically for it. We'll get to hear this new composition on his senior recital probably in the spring that's coming up or in the fall. So again, it's taking technology and an instrument. And these instruments are being used in ways by students that Yamaha never invented or even considered. So it's amazing to watch their creativity being unleashed in new ways.
So we have, 40 of these, I think? How many do we
have? Well, actually, we only have two Disclaviers. Okay. One is in a teaching studio, and we have a concert grand Disclavier, which is in the Shuck Recital Hall.
Okay.
So that we can do both studio teaching, and we can also do public performance wherein these pianos are used. In addition to the Disclaviers, we brought on board, I believe it's 22 of hybrid technologies.
Okay, what are those like?
Well, they look like a normal upright piano, except the insides, there are no strings, there are no hammers, no whippins, no felts, nothing. It's all electronic sound, but the keyboard is the traditional weighted acoustic keyboard. Mm. And so it's amazing how Yamaha has figured out to keep what pianists often talk about that they love, which is the feel of the traditional keyboard, and the new technology. And so these keyboards are all USB ready, and they are also Bluetooth ready. So we have these in practice rooms, they're in teaching studios, and they're in classrooms. So we're literally using these now throughout all levels of our curriculum.
That's great. So let's talk a little about this. I read about this master class that was conducted earlier in the semester. Tell us about that and
how that worked.
Yes, happily so. Yamaha has a variety of artists around the country with whom we can now partner. And so they arranged for us to have a master class with Professor of Piano, Dr. Alan Huckleberry, at the University of Iowa. So we featured two students. One was one of our piano majors, Jake White. And then we invited a student of Rebecca Foljam. His name is Lane Collier, and he's a high school student, I believe, just south of Scott City.
Okay.
And so students in this area, they came to Shuck Recital Hall on the River Campus, and on a big screen, we could see Dr. Huckleberry in Iowa City, some 400 miles away, and he could see our students on his laptop. Our students played for him, and the piano where he was sitting was literally talking to our piano. So what the students did here in Cape Girardeau was mimicked immediately in Iowa City, Iowa. He, in turn, when he would demonstrate for our students, would play there in Iowa City, and the piano here on Shuck Recital Hall stage did everything that he did, so they could watch the keys, watch the pedals, listen to the sound, and begin to make those connections for technical improvement that he was talking about.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Dr. Kevin Hampton, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Dan. My pleasure.
To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.